Colorado has also passed new gun laws, and now two Democratic state senators could lose their jobs because of them. Gun rights activists collected enough signatures to force recall elections today. Here's Benta Berkland of Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The recalls follow a combative and bitter legislative session. Among the most controversial measures passed were universal background checks and limiting high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds.
They blamed Colorado gun owners for a tragedy they did not commit.
Dudley Brown is the executive director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. His group lobbied heavily against stricter gun laws and is leading the charge to strip Democrats from power.
They have reached so far and so deep in gun control that I believe they're seeing a rebellion.
The recall campaigns target Senate President John Morris and Senator Angela Jaron, and they're attracting national attention. Recent campaign finance reports show the National Rifle Association contributing $360,000. And on the other side, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg donated $350,000 to groups fighting the recall. Senator Jaron is adamant Colorado lawmakers did the right thing.
We're trying to keep the guns out of hands of felons. That's what a background check for everyone does. And that police officers carry a 15-round mag, obviously a reasonable amount.
Even if the recalls are successful, it won't change gun policy. Democrats would still hold a majority in the state Senate and have pledged not to loosen any gun laws. Critics say the recalls are a waste of money. Jaron is up for re-election next year, and Senate President Morris will be out of office because of term limits. Morris says the recalls are bad for governing.
Most people believe very strongly that recalls ought to be reserved for removing somebody from office that needs to be removed because of a character flaw or because of criminal activity or unethical activity, not because they disagreed with the way they voted. That's democracy, and that's what elections are for.
Morse spends several hours each day going door to door to make his case against the recall. He's in a competitive district made up of Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters.
Hi. Hi. I'm State Senator John Morse.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I think what's happened to you is outrageous.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
While Democrats say most voters support the gun laws, Morse expects a close election. Both sides of the gun debate see it as a barometer for how far a purple state can push gun policy without facing a backlash. John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University. He says Republicans are hoping to use the recall races to gain momentum heading into the 2014 elections.
They become the focal point, sort of a lightning rod, for a lot of anger and frustration we had here in Colorado. Republican domination of the legislature for 40 years. They lost that in this last decade, and I don't think they've gotten over that.
What you saw, I think, from the people was the people rising up to take back part of their state and to hold those elected officials accountable.
Jennifer Kearns is a spokeswoman for the recall campaign against Morris. She says Democrats overreached. We'll find out if enough voters agree and oust the first state lawmakers ever recalled in Colorado. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.